Welcome to Shomach Shova and the Daf Shir sponsor Lo Nishmat Sam Biakashom Leah Basitzchok. We're holding in Sanhedrin Daf Samech Gimel. The Gemara in the middle of Amud Aleph says, Oma Biyechanon, Il Malei Vov Shebehelucho. When Am Yisrael did Chet Hegel, they said, Eile Elohecho Yisrael, Asher Helucho Meretz Mitzrayim. So Helucho is Loshon Rabim. It's plural tense. If Am Yisrael would not do plural tense, Nischayver Rishim Eishem Shel Yisrael Kloya. Meaning Am Yisrael Chas Hashem get destroyed because they decide to take the Hegel, make him the only God. But because it's said in plural, so he's not the only one. It's connected to Hashem. The Gemara brings Machlokes Tanoim regarding that and says the Bashir Bar Yochai says, "V'lo kol ha'mishatav shel shamayim v'dovar acher nekam min ha'olam." What does that help? They're putting a Kadosh Baruch Hu together with the Hegel. That's also very bad. They wanted many gods. So a few questions on this Gemara that needs beer. First of all, what does the first Mandama hold? They hold the Shittuv his mother? Why did they think that if Am Yisrael says Elucho to connect the eagle with Hashem, that's fine? And what is the Bashir Bar Yochai answering? He's saying you can't do Shittuv. So why did they say Losh Rabim? They wanted many gods. Is that better? I mean, so they didn't want one God, they want many gods. What about the problem that they wanted to gods instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? But the whole Mahalach of the Gemara seems to be answers based on the Ramban in Parsha Kisiso, right in the beginning of the Parsha of the Eagle. Because the Ramban there goes by Arichus to explain, how did Am Yisrael do Chet Eagle? Am Yisrael just came out of Har Sinai, they saw Mamre Dar Sinai. Before that, they went Kriyas Yam Suf, they saw the Nisim of Mitzrayim. How are they doing Eagle? How do they come and say that the Eagle is going to be their God? Says the Ramban, that's not the Pshat. Of course, Am Yisrael knew that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Hashem, he's the Elohim, he's the one who created the world. But what they were looking for an intermediate. They felt that Moshe Rabbeinu was the intermediate between them and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was the messenger. He's the one who brought Dvar Hashem to them and their words to Hashem. They felt they need an intermediate. So they said, we want an Egel, Asher Yelchu Lefaneinu. We don't want him to be our God, but he should be our leader. He should be the intermediate between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he goes on to explain, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu came to Aaron and says, what did you do? They created this eagle? So Aaron Akoyan says, what should I do? They gave me their gold and I created an eagle. What's the answer, says the Ramban? What is Aaron Akoyan answering to Moshe Rabbeinu? So he says, that's what Aaron Akoyan is saying. I didn't create a god. I created a leader. They needed some intermediate. That's what they wanted. They wanted someone to replace you, Moshe Rabbeinu. I did not know they're going to worship this god. So the Ramban explains that Am Yisrael were now looking for someone to Chalila replace HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but their mistake, their desire was that they felt they needed an intermediate, that they couldn't connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, they need someone in between, and that was the problem of the Chet HaEgel. So that was the Chet, and then there was a slippery slope from then, that they also went and worshipped this Egel. The error of Rav caused them to worship the Egel. So the Chazal Sefer, here in the Agoyas on Chas, explains that that is the first opinion of Rabbi Yochanan and Tanakam and the Braiso, that they said, that Am Yisrael said, Elucho Loshen Rabim, to mitzarev the eagle with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is that good? Said, no, what he meant to say, not that Shittuv is fine, Shittuv is not good. But the intention is to say the Ramban. They wanted the eagle as an intermediate. So they say, we have an eagle who's the intermediate between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's Loshon Rabim. We have HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then we have the eagle, which is the intermediate. And that's why Am Yisrael did not do something so bad, and therefore the nine is Chayav Kloyo. It says of Shem Bar Yochai, yeah, but still, if you're coming and comparing and equating the eagle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so that's called Shittuf. That's a problem. Even though they just wanted it as the intermediate, it's also a terrible of a desire. So what was the answer that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says? And this answer says, it's brought down the Shilas Yavetz, Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, and he says, look at the Marshal. The Marshal really says the same thing. And also the Ben Yoyodah says the same Mahalach. And really, the Ramban himself, in the end of his piece, says the Nekuda as well, because he quotes the Gemara. He says, what did the Gemara say? What was the answer? He Ivu Elohus Arbe. What does it mean, Ivu Elohus Arbe? They want a lot of gods. So says the Ramban, they didn't know which power to use. They're looking for intermediate. They didn't know what is the best intermediate to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So they were looking, is it this, is it that? They were looking for some koyach to be the connector to Hashem. That's what Ivu Elohus Arbe means, says the Ramban. So says the Marsho, says the Rav Yaakov Endin, says the Ben Yoyodo, that's what Shir Berchai says, that's why it's not a Shituf, and that's why it's not a real Avodah Zarah. All they wanted is an intermediate. They believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, He is the Elohim Chaim. He's the number one who gave the powers for the intermediate gods which were below Him. And the Avitz brings the Gemara Menachos that Goyim, they call Hashem, Eloika de Elohayo. I mean, it's the God of gods. That's why Am Yisrael did the mistake of the Egel, that they can't connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly, they have an intermediate. That's also a Avodah Zarah. But it's not as terrible of a Avodah Zarah of denying HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas Hashalom Lagamri. And that's what the Ben Yoyada says, that the Meshituf is when you say that it's equal. You have a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chalil of Chas, something else equal to Him. Here he didn't say it's equal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Echot. Everything comes from Him. It's just an intermediate. That's what Moshe Baruch Hu is pointing out, that what Moshe Baruch Hu is saying is the Divrei HaRamban of the mistake of Chet HaEgel. So in Meir, the Mahalach of the Gemara, according to Ramban, is very glad. Everybody agrees the idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one, he's the Iker HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world, and everybody else is just Koyches below Him. But the first Yit, Rabbi Yochanan and Achim, they're saying that's why it says Loshen Rabim, plural, to say that there's two Koyches, there's the main one and the secondary one. Says Rosh Hashanah Yochai, if you equate HaKadosh Baruch Hu to another Koyach, that's even worse. So what does it mean? There's a Koyach Elyon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Evu Lehelus Arbe, they were looking for the secondary one. Which one is the right secondary one? This is the depth of the Mahalach of the Gemara, and this is the depth of what Chet HaEgel is all about, based on the Ramban. Anyone who wants to join Shomachshava email list or WhatsApp group, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.